Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. Connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. You're connected to CNN Network. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Connected to CNN Network.
KPR, where is everybody?
You over here?
I am.
Where is everybody? Well, it's early, isn't it?
Not that much.
What time do we meet? 8 or 9?
I know, it gets confusing.
No, I'm serious, because I got an appointment at 9. Where'd you go?
You have me here?
Yeah, I can go anywhere you want, but this is where I was talking, yeah.
whole power circuit just bad in the car. I don't know, I might have a loose connection. I gotta check that. So where am I gonna go? Yeah, it is locked, right? There it is.
Oh, okay. Why was I confused? I thought we got... Yeah, you're right. So the early birds show up around 7:30.
Yeah, I need one of them.
I got a 9 o'clock at 12 and John R., so I'll be in and out kind of quickly.
Alright, well, I gotta try to reset my power circuit here. No, I just got off the expressway.
Sorry, I was ordering my Starbucks. What was that?
Said I had to reset my power, my original power circuit. Oh, there we go. Now we're back on.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
I think it's a loose connection in one little where it powers the relay. So I got to check that.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
No, I'm not.
Run a real wire from the front to the back before that distribution block.
I do, to the relay.
What, that puny little 10 gauge?
Yeah, it went out again. Alright, I... Yeah, I gotta deal with this. We may have to do a project.
That was me yesterday, all day, working on this car and the electronics, but the opposite problem, I was decommissioning it. Yeah, I pick it up Tuesday.
What'd you go with?
Same thing, only better.
What makes it better?
Well, it's a 25. It's not a 26. It's a 25. It's the platinum version. So it's all got the digital gauges and the bigger U-Connect. And it's got the enhanced premium. It's got the heated and cooled seats. It's got the 360 camera, the advanced technology package with the adaptive cruise. Basically, it's the same car I got, black on black, just 3 years newer, every conceivable, highest trim package and every conceivable option, panoramic, moonroof, everything. And, it's, you know, I couldn't find one, and then I finally found one in Albany, New York. So I'm going to get it. I'm leaving on Monday morning, and I'll be back with it on Tuesday.
Okay, did they take the other one to trade?
No, but I took yesterday off to get all the insurance and banking and thing and motel and car rental and get everything all straightened out. So I took yesterday off, and my son was over working on his water pump. So I was out in the backyard to lend him a hand, and I figured, well, I take the day off, I might as well be productive because I ain't going to have any time on Monday or Tuesday, and I gutted everything. So I got this thing completely stocked now. Everything's gone, and I already have a cash offer on this thing, about $12,000 over what I owe, but I don't owe a squat.
Okay. So how are you doing out there? Is your son driving you?
No. rented a car from Hertz, and I'll drop it off at the Albany Airport.
Sounds like a deal. All right, I'm just pulling in.
I see ya. WSU.
Okay, Peter.
Any VDZ mobile?
Good morning, 0800 hours, clear, 73 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, you on the road there, Tom?
Yes, just coming into Richmond as we speak. Stop up at Tim Hortons.
Alrighty, I'm a little bit in front of you. Crash at southbound 29. I had my Javalia this morning from the K-Cut machine, so I should be good until we go out after.
Hey, the breakfast crew has a question for the Trivial Pursuit guys.
Go ahead.
What year was it where there was a natural gas supply issue during a cold snap in the winter where there was a pump station up north somewhere and they were worried about it losing all the gas to southeast Michigan? Do you remember what year that was roughly?
No clue for NAWRO. How about Tom?
Oh, I have no clue for the Trivial Pursuit. I just know the one that happened on Armada, but then I realized there was one up north. Casey Kitchell.
Hey, John has about 3 years ago in the winter. It was a big deal because the governor put out a warning kind of thing, so they made a lot of it.
All right, Steve. Yeah, people say that sounds about right. To me, it sounds like it was longer ago than that. Remember, the governor said something about turning your thermostats down, and it was such a crisis that, you know, they had the EOC lit up at the county, because if that pump station had gone out, that supplied southeast, it would have been a pandemonium. I'll get it out too early in the morning. All right. Thanks. It's loud in here. I'm going to get back to breakfast. W8FU.
I can hear and show you. Yeah, I remember that. KAUHT.
Steve, are you still in here? W8FU.
Yep. Yep, this is KAUHD.
So you think that was just a couple, 3 years ago, eh? I got it as longer than that. I didn't even think it pre-COVID, but you're thinking it was within the last couple of years, eh?
Three. longer. I didn't Google or anything like that or look it up, but I think it might have been during COVID, because I think it's that time to the, you know, because of her continuing executive orders coming out of COVID, you know, and that was like a cut fire type of thing, you know, she's continuing on with this kind of a control thing or going beyond her power. So I know it was after COVID, it seems to me that here people are kind of linking it to her actions during like emergency power stuff, you know, and it was an extension of that, even though it was different.
Well, yeah, there was no orders. It was, you know, hey, we got this situation that, you know, is outside of anyone's control. Could you be a good citizen and cooperate? You know, that was all that was. You know, there was no mandatory requirement for compliance, much like the air conditioning moratorium in New York is a suggestion that people are getting all wound up over.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, to me, it's because there's something to do with whatever it was as far as that alert system, you know, because it popped up on everyone's devices. Even if you didn't have a phone, it would just popped up on everything, I think. You know, it's kind of like a missing child or something. And I think it's, you think afterwards, it is something. I hope you better it. But anyway, yeah, I think they changed, they might have modified the law a little bit to give it some more latitude or something, because they would normally use it for missing children or something else.
All right, well, you're quite noisy right now, and I'm pulling into my bank. I've got some banking I got to do. I got a 9 o'clock appointment, first one of the day, so I'm going to get in there and not be late. I'm going to do a little research on that later, try to figure out when exactly it was, because I'm thinking it was longer. So, but very few people don't remember it, but we had a couple that had no clue. So, all right, later, W8FU.
Yeah, I put on high power, didn't notice, I was pushing the radios up and back, so I picked up the one that was closest to me. But yeah, I remember, yeah. It became a controversy, but yeah, I would think, yeah, COVID coming out of what, 2021 maybe? So, you know, I think you're right in that area.
Yep. Well, I know it was, I have a picture of my chihuahua. He's all wrapped up in his, in a blanket, and I remember I posted that on Facebook, and I said, he's doing his part, you know, and so I could find that picture on Facebook and get it baked. I'll know exactly when. So, all right, I'm here, W8FU.
Brad or whatever the guy does the trivia net, you know, pass it on. KAUAC.
Good morning. 0900 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
10-8, VDZ, mobile.
KE8RUH.
K8PR W8FU.
Zulu.
You guys still there, or did you leave?
I'm just about home.
All right. I wasn't sure if you guys were still there or whatnot. So I know Mark showed up. We had talked. So I guess I missed him.
Yeah, he came in just after you left, I think. So you get your paperwork done. Copy that. Did you get your paperwork done?
I put my radio on talk around. No wonder you weren't hearing me. Yeah, I did. Just nothing left to do now but wait for Monday morning.
All right. Sounds good. All right. I'm about to pull in the garage here and I'm gonna figure out what's going on with the power system here. I couldn't duplicate it. I was keyed down on the frequency with high power, and it wouldn't drop out. I don't know what's going on.
You know what I'm going to say.
Well, there's two things it could be. It could be my time delay circuit that waits a couple of seconds before it energizes the relay, or it could be that that regulator. So I'll start by taking one at a time out of the circuit.
Okay. Well, good luck. All right. I'm just pulling in the driveway. Talk to you later. W8FU.
Yeah, me too. See you here.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KD8ZUZ. This is W8. CPM, signal check.
Andrew, UEP, Kilo Echo, AMI, Jackie, November.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 81 degrees.
KE8WUO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good morning. Well, we got the EHF up and running. So far, it's testing good as far as I can tell.
VHF up and running. I'm confused. You're not saying the KCA LTS is up and running again, are you? I think that's UHF.
No, not the UHF, John. The beta site that we've been messing around with.
Gotcha. Are you talking about Wally's machine? That is up and running again?
Yeah, we just did a little bit more work on it this morning. So, where are you? You as Charlie Knight?
Yeah, I'm right here by Cousin O High School right now. I'm mobile. But, Hoover and Beach by, like, Masonic. Well, no, I guess this is common.
Yeah, I'm just coming back from the site and, got the garage sale there, the yard sale this weekend, because I don't have a garage, so it's a yard sale. All this crap is in my yard, and I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah, that's something I should do. Throw up a little garage sale. I got so many knickknacks and paddy whacks. I got a storage unit full of crap that I should sell, because this stuff ends up caught. Like, I could have bought it three times over if I didn't have a storage unit. But at the same time, I want the stuff. I need the stuff. I used it. I just, I got to... I don't know. I got to find a way to bring that stuff home, but home doesn't have the the room for it. So, but one of these days I'll grow up and figure it out.
Oh, don't feel bad. I had a storage unit for a good 6-7 years, and finally got rid of it. Just dwindled stuff down and put it in my that I have, and some of it's in my camper, you know. But I can check and see if I got a friend that has a open space in one of their sheds. Maybe you guys can cut costs.
Yeah, probably moving it would do me some good, but just so I could kind of filter through it all. But I don't want to do that right now. What I need to do is move it to its final location, you know. I gotta come up with an actual game plan for it, and there's been like some weird stuff that's been happening, you know, ever since COVID. I had kind of just moved back from Colorado around that time, and my parents didn't really have any income, being retired, and their finances wasn't the best, and so I kind of moved in with them to help them pay the bills and whatnot. And I still pay the bills over there, but there's, you know, they have all their own stuff and I have my stuff, and so I need to get out of there, and then, you know, At my age, I should have a house and a place to put things, and I don't. And I don't want to overcrowd our house, so we just suffer, or I just suffer by paying a storage unit. But what I should do is get a house, and then all my problems will be solved. But I sort of am waiting for them to land on their feet again, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. So I don't really know what to do.
I think the correct statement is, not your problems will be solved, your problems will be different.
Very true. They will be moved.
I'll be right back. I can get some fresh corn here from the farm. This guy's got huge corn, and it's awesome. Be right back. KCK2.
That's what she said. Anyhow.
Oh, you're cracking me up. Watch out for the children of the corn. I hear they're kind of scary.
There you go. Well, as you can imagine, my last couple of days have just been a whirlwind of trying to get this road trip. Albany, good grief. Wally and I were just talking over in DMR, and I couldn't remember the name of the town. You know, I've said it so many times, but anyhow, it's just, I think we're in a calm before the storm now. I got my banking done this morning, and now I just got to wait for it all to go down. But, so, it'll be fun, the road trip. I'm not going to take any radios with me. I think I'll just repeat or phone in on this, on the app, if I feel the urge to kill some time on the road. Although, bringing my hotspots and a portable radio might be a no-brainer. I can just toss those in my computer bag, which I'm taking with me, so, who knows.
Anyhow.
Any which way.
Well, very cool. Things are getting real, eh? You're moving along. You're gonna get the car. That's exciting. There might be Tom or another person out there, so I'll hand it over to them, and then back to Sean. KEAWUO.
This is W8RCY, offering my congratulations to the new set of wheels for Sean. I heard the conversation this morning. Fortunately, you have to go chase it, but it sounds like it's a winner, and 2025, I believe you said it was, so yeah, sounds awesome. Just chiming in to say good morning. Congratulations. Have a safe trip. Looking forward to seeing it when you get back. W8RCY. Sean, over to you, and continue on.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Anthony.
Sounds like we settled on a new whip. All right. I know you've been looking eagerly for quite a while now. What did you finally settle on when it comes back around to you?
Well, I think it was my turn when you chimed in. I just tossed it over to you. I found exactly what we have now, except for newer, significantly less miles, and significantly decked out more than mine. So I found kind of what I was telling you that I can't really find it. You know, this car is nothing special, right? But I have two specific needs that no other car matches. So I ended up just getting a newer version of what I got, for the most part, with all the toys. So and it's only got 5,000 miles on it. So it's not new. That's the thing. So it was because there were no new ones to be had. Period. End of story. Anywho, John.
Well, make sure you enjoy your road trip too. Stop at the Niagara Falls on your way, and I assume you're going to go through Canada. But have some fun. Watch out for the wildfires. But that's cool. That's exciting. I'm glad to hear it. We'll send it to Tom if he's back, and then over to Anthony, and then Sean. KEAWUO.
All right. Well, sounds like Tom is not back. So that's awesome, Sean. I know you've been looking for quite a while now, and it's good to have this done and out of the way. You can move on and find the next thing to obsess over and shop for. That's how I always do it. Once I find what I'm looking for and that's put to bed, I'm on to the next thing. And I would imagine you're the same way.
Pretty much. Yep. But this was just weird because of my goofy requirements for low step-in height. I couldn't have anything off the ground, but yet I still had to have towing capacity. Those two items made it very difficult to find something. Donald, you still in there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, well, yeah, I think Sean was just offering you a spot in the rotation, but trying not to be rude. I thought you signed out, so I skipped you, but I apologize if that was the wrong move. So we'll send it back to you and then over to Sean.
I'm here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I got a few things I've got to tend to here. I just got the, I just see the title came in through email. So I'm going to go look that over, make sure there's nothing funky there. And I'll be back. But no, I heard you make the comment about all your problems will be solved when you get a house. And I thought, well, I don't know about that. You'll have new problems. So, but I highly recommend it. So, all right. Who gets it next? Anthony? W8FU.
Well, I'm glad you found it, Sean, and it sounds like I think it sounds like you're going to New York to get it, so that's a good thing. John, are you on your way to the other side of town there, to Woodward? Or you just out and about?
I am on my way out by Woodward, but I saw a huge line leading to the Woodward exit, and I would not suggest taking 696 to Woodward. But because I ended up missing that exit, because I was like, I'm not going to wait in that in this heat with a... you know, my air conditioning doesn't keep up right now, so I passed it, and now I am under a tunnel, so hopefully I'm still getting out, but there's no exit, so I'm like 5 miles, 10 miles further than I need to be, so I got to backtrack a little bit. This is awful.
W8RCY.
Go ahead, Donald.
I think my note is acting up because I'm not transmitting on it.
Well, I'm hearing you just fine over here.
This is W8RCY. I don't think my note is working properly.
Oh, Donald, you can't hear us. You're not receiving properly, sir. And hello, Tom, K8RUH.
Good morning, Donald. Good morning, Anthony. Hello to you again, John. Just picked up. What is it? 2 dozen corn on the cob, you know, popcorn.
But a dollar a cob. 50 cents, I guess. That's nice. Good deal.
50 cents, fresh picked off the farm right there at the driveway. So yeah, $6 for a dozen. And of course, they distribute it to the neighbors. So right up here on M19. Can't miss them.
Well, that's a great deal, Tom. John, have you gotten to an exit yet? I know there's like you said, there's not many. You're going to have quite the journey.
Yeah, it basically took me to the Telegraph Lodger exit. So I'm getting off on Lodger right now. And yeah, this is, I mean, I'm glad I made it early because, you know, I got another hour to get there, but this is awful.
Yeah, that construction over there is infuriating. I think it's going to be that way for another year or so.
there's some stuff on the west side that I like to do and go to, and just really haven't done it for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, this is, you know, if you have to get off at Royal Oak or anywhere in that vicinity, it's just, you know, you're just doomed, you know. It's like anywhere between Royal Oak and, you know, Telegraph, like, I don't know, this is, it's ridiculous. I mean, they just redid all of that. I don't want to complain on the air about the raise of roads, but this is kind of ridiculous. It feels like it's punishment, you know, it's like they just hate us and they want to make it as miserable as they can. But here I am complaining again.
Yeah, you know, it's a part of life, but you don't have to like it, right?
Yeah, for sure. I just want to get in there. Go ahead, Tom.
As I try driving it every day, it's a pain in the area. My so I can get rid of this one. It's only KJO 73.
All right, Tom, have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful yet humid Saturday. KE8RUH. And, John, I am pulling up to my destination also, so I'll be clear on your final. KE8RUH.
All right, well, real quick, Anthony, are you meeting us out there today or no? I'm skipping it.
No, I'm not going to be able to make it at around, I don't know, 10:30, my family made some plans, and now I'm doing family stuff, which isn't a bad thing. Certainly not complaining. It will be something that's a lot of fun, but now I have plans, so I won't be making it out there.
All right. Sounds bad. well, have a good one. Enjoy the family, and we'll catch up again soon. KE8WUO.
A little mushroom day up on Lake St. Thursday. A lot of different programs.
WUO. There might have been another station trying to get in there, but my radio scanned over to the UMP, and that's quite a bit farther from where I am, so I didn't quite hear you. If you were looking for me, I missed.
Up by a little mushroom station.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're not getting into the repeater real good. I got you on the FBI this time in Warren, and was not able to pick up your full transmission.
Switch up radio. How's this, John? If it's any better, it's KAUHQ.
Yeah, that's far better. I got you much better that time. A little low in the audio volume, but you're good. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm coming in from up on the receiver. Stephen is good. That's just but it goes back to some lake in North Carolina. I don't know if that, so anyways, there's an event where I think people do I know about this.
You are kind of wavering a little bit there. It's a little tricky to get all of your transmission. There's certain times you come in real clear, and then you drop. The repeater drops you completely. So it's weird, like you
seem to be getting, like, you know, in pretty good, but it'll drop you. So I don't know why it's doing that, but I could tell you were talking about a lake, and there's Rocky, sorry about that. But, I don't know. I doubt you can push more power or anything, but it's kind of hard to hear you so far.
Yeah, going to the dogs. How's that? Is it any better, John? This is Steve.
Yeah, I think it's better. We'll see. I thought it was better last time.
Yeah, I was just saying there's that raft off, the annual raft off in Lake St. Clair today, I think.
Okay, well, that is interesting. I guess I'm not aware of that. That would be fun. It'd be a great day for it, but I'd probably get so sunburned I wouldn't be able to move. Well, that's cool. I know they do like something down the St. Clair River, like a raft type thing or tubing down the river, which I thought that would be fun too. But I didn't know they did it out on St. Clair. But yeah, you're coming in much better now. KEAWUO.
Yeah, that one on Lake St. Clair River, I think you discourage that because of those undertows with the current there. Yeah, that's kind of as people do it, but, you know. But no, the raft off, it goes back some years now. Some group decided they were going to try to set a world record. And so they kind of now have this friendly competition against some inland lake in, I think, North Carolina. So they go up and back. I'm not sure where the competition stands.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah, that would be interesting. And then, yeah, the St. Clair River can definitely have some pretty crazy currents. But, that's the only bad thing about me being, like, fair-skinned is, you know, I need my dry suit on and my hood on and my mask on, and then I can enjoy the water. But boy, if I try to get out there in a bathing suit, you know, give me an hour and I turn into a burnt toast.
Yeah, a lot of people, even last year, just past year, underestimated the sun, you know. And, the first year they did this competition, before they really had the prevalence of drones, and so they had a helicopter or something up there, you know, for the event at a certain time. But they had enough boats, and they had them together, but they were like fingers. And the world record people says, nah. You really have to be in a circle. So then the next year they regrouped and so now at some point they take, I can imagine they set up drones now, but and they take pictures and those authorities, whoever it is, will count them up, you know. But the ones that are connected in a circle, they considered for the record.
Gotcha. Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be weird to have a competition like that. That's kind of cool. Are you going to go out there today and float around and see if you can get a little suntan?
I've been invited. I could go. Neighbor has a Sea-Doo. The guy with the Sea-Doo. We had that chat last night, right? That guy. Some of the blends, I know a couple of his buddies there, and I have an invitation to go along and all that, but I'm not going. But I could, but I used to say I have an opportunity, but I'm just going to sit here and do my thing, you know, here.
Well, you should make that guy pull you around on a tube on the jet ski, and that sounds fun. You could take the jet ski out and you just get one of those, like, tubing tubes, for lack of a better term, and
you know, get some of your investment back out of him. Make him use up all his gas on you. too funny. Well, at least he'll be out there having fun.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we'll see how all that goes, you know. But no, I don't go that way because I just want, because what happens, I always, like, pay cash. It's like, because what his idea is, like, oh, I'll buy it. No, it's like, no. I'll pay for mine. You just pay for what you owe me.
Yeah. Make him take you out to lunch after and buy you lunch. Sometimes you gotta, you know, strong arm these people and get them in the predicament where, oh yeah, I thought you were paying for lunch. I didn't bring my wallet. And then, you know, kind of use some of his moves against him so you can get your investment back. But, well, best of luck to you. I hope you have fun whatever you do today. I know you were gonna do some laundry and some ham radio repairs, so hopefully that all goes well.
Yeah, the polisher repair, you know, got that, but I gotta get the grease, so I'm gonna take the pad off. I'm gonna order, put together an Amazon order to get a 5-inch vacuum plate for the polisher. Yeah, I'm gonna put it on it, and then I was looking at the grease, you know, the Lucas grease, that they recommend, the red anyway. And yep, get some of that done. I didn't take the test. And one of the things that I was going to take the test right away, like what I was telling, but there was one question that I'm sure the answer was logistics, you know, for the group thing. And I went back afterwards, you know, and it's like, that's why I pulled the thing I'm going to do up more as the open book, because I was like, you know what, that kind of bothered me a bit, so that's why I stalled on it. There's like one, and then there's one other one too. So, but I'm going to do that this weekend, finish that test.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's more than a few questions that are like that, in my opinion, where it's like, I literally just read this. I know that what I answered is, in my opinion, correct. You know, and it's like, but I guess, like, if you look at some of the things they said later, earlier on, you know, it's, like, less relevant now, but this other thing that I just read really made me think that this is the right answer, and some of it is kind of semantics, and it's like, I don't think I deserve the wrong answer here. I think I was right, but, you know, it's hard to argue that, that they have their own questions wrong, but what do I know? But, I think what you're doing is a good idea, you know. Work on it this weekend and do it open book, because you're more than, you know, like I think they say you can. And I think that's a good approach.
Yeah, because I read through these a few times. Like, he started this before, and he's got to the testing because that FEMA ID thingy. But then now I'm like, you know, since I went through this a few times, that's why it kind of got me missed a little bit. But what do you think of that wrap? I was thinking, John, too, that that might be an opportunity for an activation. What do you think?
Yeah, like a ARPSB activation or a tubes on the air activate the inner tube. but I think that it would both be interesting, you know. I don't know. I think I think we're slowly trying to grow into, and we, you know, we're having meetings with the county and kind of putting feelers out and letting people know who we are, and, you know, and trying to maintain the momentum that we have, and some events like that would help. So we are we're trying to pick up a few more, but we're also not trying to, you know, force our way in anywhere. So it's kind of a delicate process, but but it's a continuing, you know, like we're forging ahead, whether, you know, we're needed or not, because I think we'll find our place, you know. So, yeah, I think it would not be a bad idea.
XNL has met with some of the county people, and I think it's Macomb County already. I know, board, you know, St. Clair County, too. I think they both have some jurisdiction up there. So there you go. Add that to Dave and was it John Hill? Yeah, that was John. Into the mix there. So, hey, he talked to Steve, and he says, hey, maybe the rack off, you know? And we can figure out the go kits for that. Of course, it's going to be a lot of sunblock, right? And but yeah, we could do the parade. I don't know. Would you do like the first Wednesday of the month, like at 7 o'clock? I don't know. You could come to the meetings. I assume they'll start going again for the St. Clair Shores. And we could do stuff, you know, because I used to have a big group, and so this current parade group is, you know, is receptive to it, and I can, like, all these things you're trying to do, you know, I've actually done before. I just need, now I kind of, like, need the people.
Yeah, I think we need the gigs, so I think, we're warming up to all that, you know, and I think that we'll take what we can get, and, so... Yeah, I think that's definitely a conversation that we should have, and, you know, I know you typically mention these things in the meetings, but if you get another one that you're thinking that you're going to work, that you need help for, you know, definitely let Dave or Mike know, and we'll try to work it in. You know, I'd have to imagine that they are increasingly more and more receptive to the ideas, and so and I think it'd be good practice for us too, because you know, there's something to be said about getting out there and putting the rubber to the road and having the guys experience stuff, and you know, so I think that would be good. K-E-A-W-U-O with K-A-A-U-H-G.
Yeah, I think, like, all this stuff you've gone through, like, so you're trying to do the Berkeley, and then, you know, they work out, but, you know, if you, with your small group there, you know, it's, you know, if you want to, like, you want to just meet somewhere sometime, you know, Dave and you and other John or whoever, to people, and I can explain it to you, kind of, because in my mind, I know what it is, and there's only like, with the group, there's, like, four people only that's left that's done the praise, I can tell. It's like, Tom, who just ran net control, and then Bill, Bill Applegate, and then the one other guy showed up to a couple of meetings, and those are the three that are left that's really done the only ones that really I see that's done the parade before, but I'm the one that, you know, as far as getting the stuff behind the scenes and stuff, you know, I'm the one that's done it. So all these things that you're doing, I've done. I just have to, you know, if I can go through it with you, like in a small group thing, we could break it down. And then you could, you know, maybe we'll, you know, we can come back now in more of a hybrid fashion with some of the Oxicom, more like Oxicom type of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds good. It would be good to support the local parades, and it's good exposure for us, you know, even just getting out there and kind of getting our name out there. And I think we got the shirts now, so people can start to recognize the logos, and so I think we're you know, ready to, for the prime time, you know. So we'll have to discuss an upcoming event and
And like you said, we can have like a little small get together with like me and you, or me, you, Dave, and Mike, and kind of tell us what you're looking at, what you're seeing, and let us know where we can help. And some of the stuff that you talk about does seem interesting. I really like the way you guys use packet data in the past to kind of stage the cars and get that information up to the front of the, you know, the line, so the announcer can announce the appropriate car and owner, you know, and because, you know, there's obviously a planned line that you think this is what they're going to come down the line as, but that whether or not they actually end up that way is, you know, is what you're there for, is ensuring that works out well. So that sounds interesting. It sounds sounds neat. So we'll have to figure something out for sure. Because I think that would be good practice for us. I have another idea for the packet side of that that I think would be good practice for us.
Yeah, you can, whatever you come up with, you know, something else, you know, I can tell you, like, how that actually functions, you know, and how to self-forget the people and such, and you know, it, you know, I say, as far as, you know, because we're actively involved right with it, you know, we're kind of, we're integrated, you know, but then we could have other stuff. For people that have different, you know, maybe they get that as mobile or a combination of stuff. We got things. It's a matter of you know, applying some principles. But like you said, I've been doing it for a bit. Like you say, in the past, there's a group come in. They kind of wanted to show their, you know, they're doing it their way, independent, certain volunteers. You know, so and but they like when they had it, they don't even know that some of the stuff I did to make their groups work. You know, so they just didn't know. And organizing some of these other volunteers on free day and stuff like that, and you know, but yeah, it'd be better, like you say, probably if I, you know, met with that and a group of small ones and explain, you know, pull out some of my old sheets and then show you, okay, this is what we did, and then you, however you want to apply the technology, and now it's more of a hybrid method, because one of the things, John, is that we, you know, and the one lady that was in charge of on the parade side, I says, yeah, you think we're going to have access to the mobile, the emergency communications trailer, you know, at Sean and Paul, you know, they oversee in part. And he says, no, I don't think you can do that. I says, no, I got access to it. And so sure enough, come parade day, I had access to it. And they had an agreement, you know, if something happened, the people, you know, would vacate, would be in the back, and they'd be in the front, and would vacate, you know. And we ran for, like, yeah, at least 3 years. You know, ran net control out of that trailer, you know, out of the deck.
Gotcha. I heard that little buzzer last night, and I heard it again now, so I assume something is begging for your attention. Well, yeah, that's very cool. That's very interesting. Yeah, we'll have to definitely get together and continue this conversation when the buzzers aren't bothering you.
Yeah, the little buzzer, I think it's within the radio. I think it says on the CM32. I'm thinking it means that I think it's set for 2 minutes. So it's letting me know it's going to either, I don't know if it drops. I haven't gone as far as it to drop the transmission or not, but I think that's like a 2 minute warning.
Yeah, I have that on my radio too. That makes sense. Yeah, I have a 2 minute timer exactly as well. Mine gives me like a 10 second beat. And so then I know I have 10 seconds to wrap it up real quick, and I never seem to be able to do it, and end up having this sharp drop. But yeah. Well, I'm over here on Woodward, and we got a couple of guys coming out here to test their DMRs for the Dream Cruise. So I am going to clear the air in case they want to help
get in here and coordinate, but I'm also at the gas pump. I'm on E, and I got to fill up because I got two dogs in the car, and I'm probably going to have to leave this thing running, like, all day to keep them cool. So I figured I'd swing by this way and then head back home and drop them off, but the way the traffic was, I kind of got stuck out here with them, so. But, all right, well, I'll send it back to you, but I'll probably be clear on your final. K-E-A-W-U-O.
So, okay, John, take care. Good luck with your event and your testing. And all that. Yeah, it's gotten a little humid, but it was good. Hey, 73-K-E-A-U-H-G.
W-8-F-U, W-8-R-C-Y. Okay, I hear you. Do you hear me? And I think this thing's working after I gave both the node and the operator a boot.
Well, we were hearing you all along, but when we would say, okay, over to you, or we'd say comment, you clearly weren't hearing us. So, anywho, sounds like you're working both ways now.
Okay, thank you for your time. I knew I could count on you for an honest and sincere answer. And if you didn't, you know, hear everything I said, I was just basically offering you congratulations on the new ride. I heard you talking about it this morning. So, again, have a good trip, safe trip, and look forward to seeing it when you get back. I'll let you continue on with your day. Thank you for your time. W8RCY.
Well, I know congratulations are orders, nothing special, but I would say thank God because, man, I was really worried about finding something. So, all right. It's nothing special, though, in the end. Later. W8FU.
This is one of the best-sounding repeaters that I ever heard. KFOHTA.
Well, what repeater are you listening to, sir? Because we've got many of them on this network.
I'm up here on it. I'm on a KAABIT, KAFBI rather. The FBI repeater. Yeah, I see all the nodes here in the box. I'm going through echoing. But it sounds good, better than anything I have ever heard. I go to several of them, but this is the best yet.
Oh, okay. Well, being on Echolink, you're not actually listening to the repeater, but you are hearing our receivers, so I guess. All right. Well, welcome. I got to get out of here, though. I was doing something. I just wanted to answer Donald there. He was having some troubles with his radio and wanted to give him a report, but I'm going to get back to monkeying around with what I was doing there. So welcome and good to hear you. W8FU.
W8RQ, KR4HTA, that's my name. My name is Donald also, KR4HTA.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAVDZ Mobile.
Why, hello there, Mike. K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O, this is NAVDZ. How you doing, John? I'm just leaving my house and heading out.
Sounds good. I'm good. I just hit a curb, but, I'm hanging in there. I'm a little surprised that the ARPSC-1 didn't work, because it's same code plug as last year. So that's slightly concerning. Wow, that was a whole lot of noise there. Was that all you, John? I didn't get a word of what you said because I think it was covered up by that interference. But I don't think that interference was you. I hope not. I don't know. You hearing me now? K-E-A-W-U-O. Crystal clear, 5-9. Yeah, it was just a lot of fluttering, almost like picket fencing, almost. Just loud and static. Gotcha, okay, weird. But yeah, all is well with me. I'm hanging in there. I am at 11 in Woodward. I'm about to pull into that parking lot in about 2 minutes. So I'm a little bit early, but take your time, no rush. But yeah, I did test out the 63 ARPSC 1 and 2, and got the negative bunk, so I'm not sure what's up with that, because it's the same code plug as last year, so that's curious. Ah, that's interesting. Weird. Yeah, and I got the only radio I have with me is the DMR radio. I can't remember what it is right now while driving. I can't look at it and read it, but it's that county radio with the DMR. Not the big one, not the 7000, but the other one. Okay, interesting. Because I was thinking the DMR radio that you had from the county would be the XPR 7550, but if it's not the 7000, I don't know of any other county radios that we have, but it doesn't matter. But fair enough. I'll be in the parking lot whenever you guys get here, and try to find a nice shady spot. It's a pretty exposed parking lot for the most part. But I found a decent little couple spots that I'll try to use. Hopefully I'm still getting in all right.
Yeah, you are still 5-9. It is the 7550. I just couldn't remember that at the moment. And as soon as you said 7550, I went, oh, yeah, that's it. So that's what I have with me, the 7550.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, I'm gonna get out and let the dogs walk a little bit. I'll have the HD with me, but I don't know how well I'll get in. Right now I'm on the mobile. But I'll be monitoring, and if anyone has anything, I'll be within earshot, and we can jump on the mobile ASAP. And I do have the DMR with me. I'm going to put it on scan.
Low power.
I meant to put it on scan, but I changed the power. But yeah, so I'll be monitoring the DMR and this frequency as well. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Copy that. I will be there in about 8 minutes. November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, standing by.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, clear, 84 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
86 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
W8BD, KC8KJO.
Go ahead, KC8KJO.
Yeah, he's trying to find Wallet if he wants to go meet up for Chow.
Well, cell phone always works. Or get yourself a POC radio. You haven't heard him out here.
Yeah, I was with him this morning. We went to breakfast and stuff, and then, you know, I had to come in and do a yard sale. And I think he was still on the air somewhere. He's not on the cell phone. I already called.
Well, I tried out his repeater. I could hit it just fine with 20 watts from my house on my makeshift hidden mobile in the gutter antenna. Not a true, it's outdoors, but mobile antenna in the gutter. But made it in just fine on 20 watts from here. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I got my HD, and, I mean, I'm not getting kicked out of it, so I'm thinking that that's a good thing from, Memphis. I'm on that foul thing.
Is there anything that's, what do you got that's for VHF, DMR?
Whatever the wattage is that it puts out.
Yeah, we doubled. I said, what are you using now for VHF DMR?
The DM32.
Roger, yep. Got mine sitting right on the desk. I got a little 168, a little Anytone 168 the other day, and I'm picking up a couple brand new in the box Anytone 782 pluses. Like, I don't know what the differences are. It was 878 version 2 plus. So I'm picking up two brand new ones in the box. Hopefully this weekend.
Well, that'll work. I had an 868, but gave that up to Wyatt.
Did I say 878, sorry, 878. I don't even know, never even heard of an 868, but no, I'm picking up two 878, sorry. Well, that's good. Yeah, I gave away a few radios the last week, too, as well. I got a guy that's just becoming, him and his friends just becoming interested in GMRS and ham, and I just said, here you go, have at it.
The 868 is one step down from the 878. Is actually the predecessor to the 878. So, it's just going in. I bought it for a decent price, and then got a little Wyatt on DMR with it.
Very good. Alrighty. Okay, I'm going to jump out of here. I was just walking through the room and heard you key up, so have a good one, and talk to you later. Hope you get a hold of Wally, W-A-D-A-B.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is K-A-U-A-T, listen.
Are you out there yet? Hello, Eric, if you're still there.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
My, my, my. Look at all these lurkers. We got W-A-R-C-Y, K-E-A-C-S-I, we got K-E-A-R-U-A. That just leave their nodes connected. No reason whatsoever. They're not there. Why leave your nodes connected when you don't need to? TFA.
Maybe they know something we don't, but I better hook up my node and park it there.
Yeah, me too. Stop abusing Sean's limited bandwidth on his T-Mobile connection. Come on.
Did you eat that pizza?
Yeah, it was delicious. It's the last repeat. Never, never, never. So it's all worth it.
I only ate one slice.
There's Jack. The Amish don't allow you to run all-star nodes.
But Jack, they give them a... They're allowed to have solar power, so Jack's got a solar-powered all-star node. Right, Jack?
You're right. 100% right. KFA, yeah, see? Yeah, 100% right. Our best guy is here to him.
What was the topic on Friday? I missed it for the morning brew. What Amish material did you tell them?
Let me go back a little bit. Yes, please.
Good thing I don't have my noise filter on. Talk about weak signals, Dave. W-A-E-A-P.
Maybe I should connect my node.
Did I double with somebody? Sorry, W-A-E-A-P. Now you sound good there.
Yeah, I think it was the antenna that was on the other radio. So I picked up a different one.
That's on the old star too.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
W8RCY is disconnected.
Woohoo!
Well, if you want an idle radio and somewhere where you can park, all you have to do is disconnect your on-air nodes. AFA-DAS from W8EAP. It's the supernode. How is the supernode these days?
Supernode is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's working super.
Connected to CMN network.
Usually have a good enough signal, probably not the best signal, but good enough signal. I usually don't have to turn the node on. Kind of fortunate that I'm in between like a bunch of stuff.
Hey, super high and let it fly.
A superfly node, man. That'll take you back a few decades.
Oh, he jumped on everybody. KJKJL.
Wearing a brown leather brown leather jacket with a hat on, driving in a Cadillac with shag carpeting.
Go ahead, Cujo.
Was that a TV show or a movie, something like that?
Oh, it's a theater show.
Okay, what show was it? I need to check all the way there.
No name, Booth.
Name Nate.
Nate the Stark.
Yeah, Jack had a nice 1967 Buick Electra Deuce and a Quarter, Buick Electra 225 with twin 102-inch whips on the back, is what he told me. Cruise and Grash it, 1968.
That was my favorite car. Chevy convertible with two antennas in the back, two long ones. The one the CB used to use, you know, was at 102 foot. Two of them, they were rocking back and forth. And I tell you one thing, everybody was looking at that car. Yeah, it was my car. I paid $5,500 for it at that time. Was that 72 or in the 70s, somewhere in there. It was convertible. And it was only was 6 cylinder.
What'd you hear? What's your first car? Did you have a big old whip off the back of it? Where'd you go, Eric? W-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-
I'm sure he had a K40 antenna.
Oh, at 4001.
I had a 74 Nova, and I had a CB in mine with a K40 off the trunk. Oh, yeah. Those were the days. I was like, 18.
Evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 82 degrees.
I always thought it was just the name of the store in Warren. I didn't know it was like a national brand.
It was off-brand, not the national brand. Off-brand.
Yeah, if you couldn't afford a linear, you got a K40.
Oh, by then I had a 100-watt linear. I had two of them. Two CVs I had in that car.
You ever seen those key down contests on YouTube? Like 10,000 watts or something?
No, I don't remember. I do know that CVs were big in the late 60s, early 70s. Especially when Smokey and the Bandit came out, that didn't get even more popular.
Yeah, I wasn't into CVs too much. Only when we had like a family reunion type trip down to Florida, and everybody had CVs in their car. And then when we were done with the trip, nobody was using the CV anymore. So I kind of stole it, started tinkering with it, and eventually it led to amateur radio, but not for a decade later.
Yeah, I had one in my car in California. Didn't really have much in my Trans Am A-line over here. I put a CV back in until, geez, after I was married, I had one built into the Cadillac I was driving.
So they have you working today, or are you actually just driving out and about?
Meeting up with Wally and Mary and my neighbor Ned and Ian and Don St. Clair for dinner. Kind of doing like a couple night out kind of thing.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah, get your guys off of the radio for a while. I was going to ask you while you're here, what time do folks eat for breakfast? Is it 8:30?
Yeah, Melissa says 8:30, so my daughter's getting up at 7, and we're going to go see our native flea market, get some fresh bagels, and then we'll be over at the grill for breakfast.
All right, sounds good. And Jack, I don't know if you heard that, 8:30 in New Haven if you want to meet for breakfast there. I'm going to try to make it. Nothing's going on at the moment, so should be clear. So, all right, I'm going to say 73 for now. I'm going to bring the dog in, and my signal gets weak in the house. KF8S, I'll listen out to everybody.
Hey, you know what? I'll set up my alarm clock. Hey, so it'll be a new way.
That was a double. Jack won. Jack. Go ahead, Tom. Okay, I'll see you there tomorrow, hopefully, Jack. See if he does.
Hi, Dave. KFA, yeah, too.
DRC WD8KLL.
KFA? Yeah, I see. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, Jack, how you doing? I just heard you out there, thought I'd say hello. Just getting ready to jump on the HF net here in a little bit. How you been?
Oh, I've been good, but tired. I'm really tired. That sunburn got me so tired. The water came through. I had to cut all the drywall by myself. I had to go get a tape sticky tape. And that sticky tape, oh, it's unbelievable. One day I got sticky tape and all that, but it's not done yet. So I got to work on it.
Okay, so you're working on the inside now, huh? How's the garden coming along?
I tell you, the garden, I never see something like that. Every day, 7 pickled cucumbers every single day, 3 tomatoes every day. I never see something like that. I even if people give them away, I said, okay, I got some more. Oh, don't bring it here. Go take them somewhere else.
Well, that's good. That's good. You got a lot to hang, you know, pass around there. Well, that's good, Jack. Good to hear you, my friend. They started a GMRF net on 7 o'clock on Saturdays. I don't know what happened to it, but I was just listening to see if it was on, but not sure what's going on with that. But other than that, are you studying, getting ready to take that general?
You know what, I'll be done today, and tomorrow I'm going to start getting, by next week, Tuesday, I should be ready to go. And this is the truth, man, because I'm tired of this. I can't talk on 20 and 40 meters, and 80 meter either. So, oh, by the way, they cut it off. It's not connected somewhere. Your GMRS. Yesterday I was talking to Mike. He said, Your buddy cut it off. He shut it down.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. You know, it goes up and down over there. I don't know what's going on half the time, but it doesn't matter. All right. Good to hear you, Jack. It'd be good if you can get that license to get you on some of these nets here and stuff. It's a lot of fun. I've been, one night on a net, we had Alaska, Russia, and South America all in the same net. I couldn't believe it. And I needed Alaska for my 50 states, and for my second 50 states, believe it or not. But, yeah, we're getting a lot of different DX stations on that net.
Well, that's good. Is that on 20 or 40? I believe it's on 40. There's a lot of people on 40.
Yeah, it's on 40, 7.185, WDAKLL Friday.
Yeah, I always don't go there to listen to it. It's just a lot of people on that 185. It is, a lot of people. And what are you going to do? I can't talk on that, so I just leave it alone and shut it down and come here and watch TV.
Yeah. Well, the propagation really hasn't been that great. So, I mean, other than, you know, a couple of times there that DX is coming in, but overall, during the day it's been pretty crappy doing the POTA hunting. But that'll all change here once the leaves start dropping. It'll be here before we know it.
Okay, I think you're right. Wait till it gets a little bit cooler. Too hot. And the 80s and 90s, 80s and 90 and 80s and 80s. That's too much. You got to wait till it cools off a little bit more. Maybe another couple of weeks and you'll see.
Yeah, it's going to get better for sure. Did you see I got that that 80-meter full-wave loop up?
Yeah, I've seen that. That is long antenna out there. I don't know, you might have to put a red light on that one.
Yeah, that wire is, ended up being about 240 almost 250 feet of wire, about 30 feet up.
That's a little long, but that's okay. 30 feet up there, that's fine, no problem. Just to make sure it's not the hard winter it's going to be this year. KFATRC.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how it's going to hold up in that. Right now, everything's up on pulleys and rope. So I guess if we got a little ice storm or something coming, I could actually lower the wire all the way to the ground if I wanted to. But I think we'll be all right. I could probably just shake it off a little bit, and that's what I did with my NFED when we got ice.
Yeah, just keep an eye on it. That when it gets to the ice and all that, lower it. Go out there, lower it before a couple of days.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got. I don't know if you ever make it up this way, but you have to plan a trip up this way and check out the new tower and stuff.
Yeah, I probably could come up that way. Maybe, I don't know about next week, but maybe a week after.
Yeah, whenever. Yeah, just, the door's always open, Jack. You know that. Whenever you want to stop by, you're more than welcome anytime.
All right, Greg, thank you. And good talking to you and good to hear you out there. Now I got to go east a little bit because I just got off the church and it was so crowded there and I couldn't take it, so it was the end of it. I said, let me go east. So my food is heating up a little bit. So we'll talk later. And thank you again for coming back. I'm glad to hear you out there anyhow. KFATRC.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, good to hear you. Good to hear you, my friend. All right, we'll chat with you later. Go get you some food. KFADRC, WDAKLO, clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 75 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Sierra Delta, Godspeed, Dude. This is also Chris from Royal Oak, listening and monitoring. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Sierra Delta, I'll be clear and moving to the MI-5. Good evening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.